USA News, I'm John Schaefer. At least 11 people are dead following storms that tore across the South. Those deaths reported in Kentucky, Tennessee, Alabama, Arkansas, and Mississippi. Kentucky's Governor Andy Beshear has declared a state of emergency.
We wanted to make sure that in counties that had been impacted, especially by tornadoes and flooding, that we had a shelter where people could preemptively go to if they so chose.
Many of the deaths were caused by high winds knocking down trees and cars being submerged in high water. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland is promising America will hold Russia responsible for war crimes committed in Ukraine. Garland made a surprise visit to Ukraine on Friday, where he spoke at the United for Justice conference and met with Ukrainian President Zelensky. The person who's accused of attacking a D.C. Metro officer during the January 6th riots at the U.S. Capitol is pleading guilty to assault charges. Thomas Sibick of Buffalo, New York, took a plea deal and admitted he was guilty of assault and theft on former officer Michael Fanone. Sibick was also accused of stealing the officer's badge and radio and taking videos of himself on the Capitol grounds. If you want the new Girl Scout cookie, you might have to hit eBay.
The Raspberry Rally Girl Scout cookie, which is a raspberry-flavored version of the Thin Mint, was always supposed to be a limited edition item. Now it seems it's basically hit the black market. The new Girl Scout cookie sold out in hours, but if you need it, check eBay. Some people are trying to make money off it, selling it for $30 a box. And the Girl Scouts are not happy. They say when cookies are purchased through a third-party seller, Girl Scout troops are deprived proceeds that fund critical programming throughout the year. I'm Corey Myers.
And tonight's Powerball jackpot is worth $161 million. This is USA News.
Big news. The 2024 election could be America's last. That's the shocking conclusion of best-selling author David Horowitz. In his new bestseller, The Final Battle, David Horowitz reveals a secret war led by far-left Democrats and a new woke generation who want to destroy our culture and freedoms. Horowitz says they're in our schools, our churches, even our military. In The Final Battle, he explains Joe Biden and big media want to stop Trump and DeSantis in 2024, no matter what. Horowitz names the names of the secret players working to change America. Newsmax calls The Final Battle the book of the year. Dinesh D'Souza says it's the biggest expose of Joe Biden and the Democratic left ever. Get The Final Battle in bookstores or check out the free offer and save $28. Just call 800-NEWSMAX. That's 800-NEWSMAX. Or go online to finalbattle611.com. Finalbattle611.com to get your free copy today.
Convicted murderer Alex Murdaugh's attorneys are speaking out after their client received two life sentences for killing his wife and youngest son. Defense lawyer Dick Harpootlian said he still believes his client is innocent despite the double murder conviction.
We were hoping to get a jury to put all, you know, that could ignore the noise, focus on the murder, and went up trying a case that they could have watched on Netflix.
Defense attorney Jim Griffin said they will file an appeal in 10 days. A house seen around the world is now for sale.
Six-year-old John Betty Ramsey was murdered in 1996. The home where the beauty pageant princess was assaulted, beaten, and strangled to death in the basement is selling for about $7 million. The 7,200-square-foot house on 15th Street has been up for sale on and off since 2008. Her parents and brother were cleared in her murder. John Betty Ramsey's death remains unsolved. I'm Jeremy Scott.
President Biden's doctor says the commander-in-chief will not need any further treatment after he had cancerous skin tissue removed last month. The lesion was removed from Biden's chest, then sent for a biopsy, which confirmed it was a basal cell carcinoma. All cancerous tissue was removed successfully. Former President Trump will deliver the keynote speech to close out the CPAC gathering tonight. Nikki Haley is the only other prominent Republican to attend the annual gathering of conservatives. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has skipped the four-day event. Public opinion polls show DeSantis as Trump's closest competitor in the run for the White House, although DeSantis has not declared his candidacy. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-485-8801. 800-485-8801. That's 800-485-8801.